Well, I'll tell you a story about some sorry old folks way up Wisconsin way. Yeah, they're all a bunch of boozers, man, they're all a bunch of losers. Yeah, I'm talking about old Green Bay. And I'm telling you, son, there ain't nothing sadder than the boys in the yellow and green.
Come here!
No, it's Packer Week. Packer Week, the greatest of all weeks. The Packers, the Bears, Sunday Night Football. So much at stake. How many times do you think the Bears and the Pack have played? I think I tipped that off to you before.
I wasn't paying attention. Well, then you're assuming I'm paying attention to what you're talking about.
Usually.
Almost 200 times.
200 times exactly. And that's our guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean.
That's right. Our guest on the podcast. Guessed it right.
You're hopping quick. Your commissioner cuts you off every time.
Lou.
You saw it right there.
Lou. Since 1921, that's how long they've been playing. That's when you change your christening dress to your pantaloons. The Packers have cheated to lead the series 99-95. Six ties, longest Bears win streak, eight in a row from 85 to 88. Pack got 10 in a row, 1994 to 1999. So what would you think are the significant Packer games in our lifetime?
This one coming up.
All right.
I'm not a Packer fan. I grew up a Bears fan. I could care less. It's not really a rivalry. It's just, can we beat the biggest guy on the block? You know, it's.
Well, there you go, Lou. Well, how about the NFC Championship game at the Mutiny? Yes, that was January 23rd.
Well, that's an event.
Jay Cutler rode a bike.
That's right. When Jay Cutler went to Disney World the next day after he lost that game. I was going to say they were victims of bad refereeing and cheating by the Packers, but Jay's good enough. So, and then 5 years ago, Lou, Thanksgiving night. Don't you remember that Bears Packer? Jeez, what has happened to you, Lou? What's happened to you?
You wouldn't have remembered it either if you didn't look it up on Google 10 minutes before you put your script together.
I remember the Thanksgiving game. I said, I just have to get the date right. I'm looking it. I'm getting the date right. I'm a historian, Lou.
I love how pissed Aaron Rodgers gets when he loses.
Oh,
he's a sore loser.
He's a sore loser, Lou. That's all we have to say about Aaron Rodgers.
Great quarterback. I'll give him his props.
Yeah, oh God, you got to.
Can't stand the guy because I'm a diehard Bears fan.
There you go.
And but yeah, he is a sore loser.
So Lou, your predictions, Bears versus Packers, what's the score there?
The fucking Packers are going to crush them.
Okay.
God, it's going to be a lot to a little.
All right, lot to a little.
I disagree. Mitch is coming back. He's going to work some Mitch magic. The Bears haven't lost by a lot of points this year. You know, each game, seven or less points we've lost. And Bears don't get blown out.
Well, I don't like to meet the Packers in a four-game losing streak off a bye. There's two. So Giants versus Bengals, Lou.
Oh, Giants are going to crush them.
Oh, Giants all day. G-Man all day.
So, Sean, you're about to be christened into the Lou's Sunday NFL Picks Pool.
All right.
You have to beat a 993 winning percentage, but here you go.
All right. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. We have Bears at Green Bay.
Bears, by...
That's all we need. Vegas at Atlanta.
Vegas.
Atlanta at New England.
You just said Atlanta.
How is Atlanta playing two teams?
No, I said Vegas at Atlanta, yeah. Oh, Arizona, all right. See, now you wonder how Arizona. It's a typo.
Arizona all day.
Arizona, okay. Giants, Cincinnati.
G-Men.
You just said it.
Cleveland, Jacksonville.
Oh, that's a tough one. They both...
It's in Jacksonville.
I'm going to go Cleveland.
Cleveland.
All right, Minnesota, in Minnesota, Carolina.
Minnesota, they are better than their record.
Vikings.
Indy, Tennessee, at Indy.
That'll be a good game. It's like a really bad defense versus a really good defense. Versus a really good offense. We'll go with the Titans.
The Titans lose.
Oh! And we have Buffalo Chargers.
Buffalo all day.
Buffalo all day. Miami at the Jets.
Miami all day.
New Orleans at Denver.
It's another no-brainer. Not Denver.
Not Denver, okay. Rams, San Francisco.
That'll probably be the most interesting game this week.
It's in LA.
I will go with the Rams, just the home field advantage.
Okay, and then Kansas City at Tampa Bay.
KC, Tampa doesn't have a good defense. I mean, KC. We'll put up a lot of points.
Yeah. All right, the Queens.
All right, there we have it.
Woohoo! A new Dickman.
Okay,
Debo
and your
10.
Lock.
Oh, yes, he needs a lock.
What's your lock?
My lock?
Your lock.
Of all those games.
The G-Men.
Somebody's taking the walk of shame.
I locked the walk. Yeah, heard it here at an undisclosed location.
You know, I have to say that's one of the most outstanding individuals into the Dickman division that I've heard in a long time. All right. Lou, your Sunday NFL picks, you kind of represent, you're like a Howard Hughes in the league. Nobody knows you exist, maybe, some of those lower people. Suddenly you're interacting like crazy. I'm stunned.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're commenting on the threads, you're
you mean I
throwing some shade.
I posted the scores to be in our attempt to be more transparent.
That's the miscount. All right. No bonus point, right?
No bonus point.
The way that Lou's Sunday NFL picks are going, it's pretty much symbolizing 2020, Lou. So.
Well, we got a Tuesday night game too, right?
What?
We have a Tuesday night game, right?
That don't count. Sunday only.
Sunday only.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Your power rankings.
There we are. Let's go. Power rankings.
Best use of Thanksgiving leftovers, Lou. As a sandwich, as turkey soup, as diner-style mashed potatoes and turkey over bread, turkey tacos, or a fancy turkey souffle. Lou, number five. I think I have five there, maybe six.
Well, it's going to go souffle tacos.
Okay, souffle tacos, very
soup.
Good. Soup, okay. So you got sandwich, diner-style mashed potatoes, turkey
over. Diner-style open face, otherwise known as the open face.
So your sandwich.
Sandwich, all the way. All the way sandwich, no brainer.
Leftovers.
Yep.
Do you put stuffing on it, on your sandwich?
You know, good call. Good call. On one of them, yes. One of them will get stuffing, yes.
Gravy?
Open face, maybe.
Yes.
Usually mayonnaise. Lots of mayonnaise.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I like to make the sandwich in my mouth. I will take a roll, a piece of turkey, a little bit of stuffing, and just kind of shove it into my mouth at once. And that's my turkey sandwich. I make the sandwich in my mouth. I don't deal with cutting bread in half.
Do you throw mayonnaise in your mouth at the end?
No, I won't go to that extreme.
That's pretty dry, though. If you have a piece of breast meat and some stuffing, that's a dry sandwich with some dry bread. Or rye bread. That's dry.
That ain't rye. Dry rye is great.
Dry rye.
Without seeds.
Your question of the week, Lou. If you had to name the greatest turkey of this incredibly turkey-oriented year of 2020, who or what would it be and why?
The XFL.
The XFL doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week, and go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Stuffing or Dressing Service. If you need stuffed or dressed, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou stuff you!
I approve this outstanding message!